Vicente's music is often inspired by his surroundings and by what he sees on his island. And another artist who's also been inspired by her environment is Zenia Rubinos. Right now, as a Latina woman living in the U.S., what Zenia notices around her is a turbulent political climate. Although Zenia doesn't define herself as an explicitly political artist, she's found that her writing has been influenced more and more by issues of race and identity. Zenia's sophomore album, Black Terry Cat, is full of sonic touches from R&B, jazz, and experimental rock. And in the lyrics, musings on what it means to be Afro-Latina today. Zenia Rubinos joins me in the studio to talk about her new music. Zenia, it's great to have you here at Latino USA. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, you jumped into the question of race. So why go there now?
I didn't set out to make a political record or to, you know, make a record that was protest music or anything like that. But I think it resonates with people that way simply because, you know, I'm touching on some of these topics of ethnicity and being a brown girl in America and what's my place. But I'm just really grappling with, you know, what I see and who I am.
You actually have said that you had a moment when you were working on this album where you discovered what you say your brown girl magic. So what do you mean by that?
I was delving into hip hop and R&B, music that historically is known as black music. And I was thinking about the magic in that music and what is it that makes that music danceable and funky. And the way that I describe it is this like magic mojo. And when I started seeing the term like brown girl magic, I started thinking, oh, that's what that is. That's that brown girl magic. And what is that in me? Like, how is that? Is that in me? You know, I'm the daughter of Cuban and Puerto Rican parents and
from Hartford, Connecticut.
I was born in Hartford. Yeah. And I was thinking about my great grandmother, and she was African. She had an afro. She was tall, very black skin. And I was thinking about her lineage and how much I don't know about her, and thinking about the different ways my family sought to survive and their resourcefulness and their joy. I haven't really understood it yet. This is just a question, you know. And so this album is kind of like my dipping my toe into trying to find what my place in that mojo is.
Of course, I know you're not going to be surprised, but I do happen to love the song. Which one am I going to say?
Maybe Mexican Chef.
Ah, but of course. Let's take a listen.
Dominican chef, Italian restaurant, Boricua chef, Chinese takeout, Mexican chef, new for America, but to the end of the
Everywhere I go, I'm always looking inside the kitchen. Tell me about this song.
Yeah, I was just walking in Brooklyn one afternoon, and I was looking in the kitchen, people setting up for the night, and I saw a lot of the kitchen staff, mostly Latinos, out of the back door of the restaurants. They were blasting like rancheras and bachata. And then in the front, there was a completely different scene, both ethnically and musically. So there were these two worlds that are happening. And it doesn't matter what restaurant I would pass or, you know, what kind of food it was always that same thing. And it just made me laugh and also wonder, you know, like, what does that even, what does it mean?
Brown wants you, baby. Brown wants your dog. Brown raised America, place so that's long. Brown cleans your house. Brown takes the trash. Brown even.
So I think I was just kind of rhyming to myself. I had no idea it'd be a song, but I just, you know, quickly I wrote it down when I got home and recorded the demo that same afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was fun. I felt like a little kid. I was very giddy. And in the music, I was listening to a lot of Rufus and Chaka Khan. You know that song, Tell Me Something Good?
Tell me something good.
I grew up with that song.
Okay.
That's like, you know.
And that bass line, that descending bass line, was really inspirational for me. And also Chaka Khan and her delivery and her vocal performance was so inspiring.
You ain't got no kind of building. I want it, want it all now. Want it all now. We build the ghettos and we tear them down.
I love it. I want to listen to another cut. Here's your song, I Won't Say.
I won't say anything at all. No, I won't say anything at all. No.
that song was one of the first ones on the record that I was really grappling with myself, and I was stuck on it, and I found this essay by Abby Lincoln. She was a great jazz singer and thinker, poet, and I had no idea she wrote this essay in 1966 for Negro Digest called "Who Will Revere the Black Woman." In it, she's asking all of these questions, and so I was really inspired by her.
Whose hair is compulsively fried? Whose skin is bleached? Whose nose is too big? Whose mouth is too loud? Whose butt is too broad? Whose feet are too flat? Whose face is too black? Look at me, look at me, look at you, look at
so
yourself.
So with everything that's going on in the world out there, how are you processing it? Like, in a moment when, you know, race is kind of at the center of the national conversation, and it can be exhausting and overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah. Very recently, I have been feeling exhaustion from, I think, our culture in general of having a lot of input all day. There's always something I should be listening to, always something I should be reading, always something I should have known, always somewhere I should have been. And for me right now, I feel the urge to kind of shut all of that down and do the opposite and maybe just pick one thing. That's what I feel like I need the most right now in this time, is kind of just slowing everything down and trying to be where I am. And a thing I'm working on is trying to be a better listener. Listening to each other, even people that I don't agree with, especially people that I don't agree with, is something that could help. It's a challenge. I'm not great at it yet, but I'm working on it.
Zenia, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Maria.